Tap your glasses if you think Pete is bald. Reasonable tinkle. Tap your glasses if you think Pete is not bald. Pete, what do you think to that?
I'm surprised, actually.
I mean, is this good news or bad news to you?
I suppose it's good news. I mean, I've got used to the view at the front, obviously, from the mirror, but I still get caught by surprise and depressed with photographs and the view from the back. And so, yes, I do consider myself bald.
I'm now going to introduce you to a philosopher, Joseph Melia. Joseph, maybe you could give us the background to this problem, if indeed it is a problem. Some people here think that Pete is bald, some don't.
The issue here is that there are questions about whether there are such things as genuine borderline cases. The issue goes back to the Greeks, all the way back to around about 350 BC. And it's related to a paradox which is technically called the Sorites paradox, from the words soros, heap. And there the issue was originally put in the form of a kind of series of questions. If you just have one grain of sand, is it a heap? Well, clearly not. If you add a grain of sand, is that a heap? Well, clearly not. And indeed, in general, if it's a case that n grains of sand is not a heap, adding one tiny grain of sand, one extra grain of sand, does not seem to make the difference between something which is a heap and not a heap. But the trouble is, although each of those principles looks very plausible, put them together, and of course you would end up with things that were never a heap. Clearly, that's very good for bald men. No matter how much hair they lose, they'll never be bald. But it's just self-delusion. Of course, after a certain level, lose enough hair and you will be bald. The worry then is, you're put in a difficult position. The premises look good and the rule of inference looks good. The philosophical worry is what has to give.
So this is a paradox that goes back to the ancient world. Which more contemporary philosophers have grappled with the problem?
It's become an issue again more recently with the rise of modern logic, say with the work of Frege in the say, late 1800s and the early 1900s, and the creation of logical systems that enable us to reason about all of mathematics. And these logical systems have been very useful for philosophers. They've enabled us to give interesting theories and good-looking theories in various many areas. The trouble is that examples of vagueness seem to indicate that either these systems aren't applicable to vagueness, in which case, what do we say about this? Are these systems just limited? Or that something is seriously wrong with one of the underlying assumptions?
So this is a question about vagueness, then, and how we deal with vague concepts like baldness, like whether or not Pete is bald.
That's right. There's a whole class of these things. There's baldness, there's heapness, there's attractiveness, there's when something is a grain of sand, there's whether one more sip of whiskey will get you drunk. Yeah,